All right, man, you're ready to go.
Welcome to Race Time Radio. You'll hear from the best in Canadian U.S. racing this week. Grab a cold one and stick around.
All right, you're good. I got a car in the wall in three.
The starter tower has signaled. We're ready to roll. It's Race Time Radio, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Chisholm.
And good evening, everyone, to Race Time Radio Alive tonight on Sirius XM, Channel 167, but you knew that. Welcome aboard. We got a dandy lined up for you tonight. Busy, busy weekend. Of course, Motorama is just locking it up as we speak. The mad rush will be on for everybody to exit what was a spectacular Motorama this year. The guys have been blessed with the biggest crowds I have ever seen, and I've been participating at that particular show for a long, long time. I don't want to tell you how long, because I'll give away, well, I might as well tell you, like 30 years? How's that? It was a dynamite show. Wall-to-wall people. Of course, the stars from Rust Valley were there. And I caught up with Connor Hall. We'll play that a little bit later tonight. I've got a lot of interviews that I know you're going to enjoy, and we're going to get to all of them tonight, plus a bunch of live guests. We're going to go all the way out to Canada's West Coast to kick it all off, not all the way to BC, although this guest used to be from BC. He now resides in Alberta. He is at a new job. He's the operations manager for what is a dynamite facility just outside Edmonton. It is, let me see here. I got to get the name down because I used to call it Castro Raceway Park all the time. But it is called Rad Torque Raceway. And if you're heading out Highway 2, the Calgary Trail, it's on your right-hand side. Just as you get outside of town, and it's a beautiful facility. Cole Sorensen, you remember Cole from the Western Rattlers and all the RS1 Cup stuff we did. Cole was the announcer out there, and I got a chance to work with him, and he has got this brand new job. And we're going to talk to Cole about it tonight. Real exciting stuff. They picked the right guy, I can tell you that. We'll also hear tonight from Kyle Speckley. We've been working on old Kyle a couple of weeks now. Last week he was busy floating around in the pool somewhere with those little umbrellas in his drink, trying to get a little bit of a holiday before he starts a very, very ambitious 2024 schedule. He is going to join us. I seen him at Motorama yesterday, and I said, well, that answers that question. I didn't know whether he was racing this weekend or whether he was going to be at the show. And I said, look, tomorrow night. He said, you got it. Guaranteed. So we will have Kyle Steckler on the show tonight. We'll also go off to Canada's East Coast. Tim Terry, the voice of the Pro Stock Tour out there in TCM. Timmy is going to be a part owner in a racetrack. We're going to dig into that tonight. That's huge news out there. Tim's excited. I know everybody out there will be excited. And, yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. We'll catch up with Tim Terry. Of course, they had a big show out in Halifax this weekend. At least I think it was in Halifax. Tim is just wrapping up there now. And then he is going to join us in hour number two. And Trait Lapsevich was on track today at Southern National Speedway. And I thought it was a Cars Tour debut or season opener. I still think it is, but I could be wrong on that. Might be their second race. But Trent Lapsevich in the 77 car, chasing the points this year, went out, qualified fifth. How about that? Real good qualifying effort for his debut. And got caught up in a little bit of trouble, sort of off the beginning. Didn't really hurt him too much, back into the top 10 a wee bit. Then late in the race, he ended up getting tied up in one. Not big, but enough to throw him right off kilter. But typical Trayton Lapsevich, recovered, comes home ninth. It was Carson Quapel that ended up winning the race. We'll talk all about it in just a bit here, along with everything else. You'll notice the shirt I'm wearing. Sandra, do you see the shirt I'm wearing? Thanks so much. I caught up with the folks at Sunset Speedway, Brian and Sandra and Spencer and Brando, and I seen Samantha Shaw in there. We had a good old chat yesterday, and you'll hear more about that throughout the course of the evening. But there's a big special race coming up on May the 4th in honor of Steve Slaughter, past owner of the Speedway, and a real good friend of mine. Known him forever, and actually one of the founding fathers of the All-Star Series, Kim and I, Kim Wallace, Steve Slaughter, and myself did start All-Star. After a year, I ended up with it, but nevertheless, it did start with the three of us maniacs putting it together, and then onward and upward it went for about 10 years, and then it went on the shelf. But Steve Slaughter, big race going to come up in his honor at Sunset Speedway. You're going to want to check it out, but we'll talk more about that in a bit. All live tonight on Race Time Radio. But what do you say we get to that first guest? Huge news, operations manager at a multi-track facility. It's Cole Sorensen. What's going on there, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, Joe. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, getting acclimated to Edmonton still and getting into the new digs.
I wouldn't doubt it, my friend. Honestly, Cole, and I got to be totally honest here, I have not heard much out of that facility in a number of years, and i.e., that's why I would call it Castro Raceway Park. It was branded that back in the day.
Yeah, it was Castrol for a very long time. Now, fortunately, Rad Torque Systems out of Abbotsford, which Dan Provost, who's very big into bracket racing and drag racing and the NHRA Lucas Oil Sportsman side of things, also sponsors Dallas Glenn's Pro Stock Camaro and the NHRA Mission Food Series. Dan jumped on board with the previous ownership group and carried over the sponsorship to the facility when the new owner, Glenn Stenbaugh, took over ownership of the property as well. We're happy to have him on.
Awesome stuff. Cole, you're going to step into a role that is definitely different than what you're probably used to. You are an accomplished announcer. Used to be with Western Speedway. Of course, it's gone now. But the Canada 200s, I believe you called, I know you called the last four or five of them. But Cole, you've been around on Canada's West Coast. I know this year, I'm watching the wrap-up at Vegas, the D.V. Hamilton Open Wheel Night. And lo and behold, there's my buddy Cole. He popped up to do an interview. So you were even in Vegas. You spent a lot of time bouncing around out there.
Yeah, I was doing a few different events here and there for a few different racetracks on the West Coast. And that was, the Davey Hamilton Open Wheel Showdown thing. They just happened to need somebody to fill in it with the Vegas Bullring regular guy. And I was already down there and kind of brushed up on my notes and got up in the tower. And that was a pretty cool weekend. They had Buddy Rice there, Indy 500 winner. Mark Martin was there. So got to chat with Mark, who was super gracious with his time. Bentley Warren and just a bunch of really cool short track people and a great sprint car race where it was a Canadian calling a Canadian win with Aaron Wilson getting the job done.
Isn't that cool? We had real good representation at the Vegas weekend. I hope. I don't know. Maybe you could tell us. I hope that's back on the schedule for 2024. I know it was the inaugural year. Grandstand was a little bit light, but it was a cool night for Vegas. Hopefully they do it again. I know it was a lot of coin to put out and a lot of work went into it. Hopefully, but that's how you build an event, right?
Yeah, and that's something where they've announced that year two is actually going to be at Irwindale. So that's going to be, I think, tail end of November, the 20-somethingth. I'll have to brush up on my dates. But yeah, Davey's bringing the race to Irwindale. Obviously, they had history with the King of the Wings series that Davey's dad, Davey Hamilton Sr., ran. I know the Huddleston group that kind of owns the facility, so they're moving it there, which was a little bit cheaper on the lease side of things and a few different business things that made a little bit more sense. But you still got that West Coast availability of racing with great weather deep into the end of the season and makes for a good place to go about 45 minutes to an hour outside of LA. You still get that destination event feel, so it should be pretty exciting for year two as well.
The quote of that weekend, I watched it on Speed Sport Pit Row TV actually, but Ralph Shaheen and Jim Trado, good friend of Racetime Radio, you guys were calling it all. Davey Hamilton wrecked in that race. He was out there, and the quote I picked up from the weekend was Davey saying, well, I hit the wall probably a little harder than I needed to, but the car was pretty well destroyed. But, hey, good for our guys, too, not only in the sprint cars, but the supers. We had Whitey in victory, not victory lane, but in the top three cars. I think he finished second.
Yeah, he had a small, some of those guys, like, you know, the guy that came out from Oswego, the Oswego Super Modified Champion. I think it was a 468 cubic inch big block in the side of that thing. And Jimmy did pretty good with a well-worn 20-plus-year-old 410 off the side of his car to keep up with some of those guys. And, yeah, in the sprint cars, I think we had, you know, five racers from BC actually make it into the main event. And the other two were actually, you know, probably going to get into transfer spots or find their way into the show as well. And it was funny with the driver intros on the stage, the dignitaries were kind of looking around when the Canadians were getting the biggest cheers, because I think there was a group of about 250 BC sprint car fans that came down and were making plenty of noise. So it was a cool deal and almost like a home race for me, where, you know, anywhere I went in the pit area, it seemed like I ran into half the province of British Columbia or half of Washington State that showed up with their pavement sprint car contingent.
Yeah, you gotta love it. I know Ryan Litt was there too. He was running along real good and then ended up having trouble, but you gotta know that that race comes around again. Ryan Litt's the kind of guy that can get out there and get it lit up, guaranteed. But so much exciting stuff, Cole. How did this new position all come together for you?
Yeah, so with the new ownership group, you know, there's still, you know, some of the previous management team there with our business director as well as kind of the facility overseer. Chevy Reeves stayed on, and he's heavily involved with the drag racing side of things. But, you know, they're trying to integrate the oval back into the program because it was leased out to several different brothers previously, and they kind of still wanted to bring everything in under the umbrella. And as they were putting it together, they were kind of thinking, you know, we need somebody dedicated to looking after this portion of the facilities. So I was already going to come in as part of a PR announcing role for some of their bigger events, and got the call in late January that, hey, we need some help. And, you know, it's a little bit of a tight turnaround time coming in. My first day was March 1st. So trying to do all the off season's work. Obviously, they had scheduling and stuff like that in place. But, you know, trying to fast track some of that and make sure that all the people that race with our Night Thunder events still get the same value out of their show that they've had. And, you know, I'll be there as kind of an overseeing role where they've got the previous track prep crew officials coming in. And then, you know, I'm kind of reporting back and giving them ways to speed up the show, tighten up things, and just make a better overall package for the fans, as well as, you know, directing some of the funds that we have for, you know, fixing a few things like, you know, putting in new light bulbs in the lighting that hasn't probably been changed in a while, or putting some paint on stuff that has been neglected to just give the place a little bit of a spruce up and hopefully give the racers a nice place to play again.
That's cool, Cole. And you got a good eye for that, too. Being from the announcer end of thing and being, you know, at different racetracks, different facilities, working with different series, it all pays dividends, right? You pick up on different cadences and going to multiple facilities. You can see what works good at that one and maybe adopt it over to here. It's all part of a learning process. And Cole Sorensen, I think they picked the right guy in you. I think back to when I bought Sobel Speedway back in 1994. It was in March, March 31st, and I started out 100% green. I was a race fan and I was a car sponsor, but I had no idea what to do when it come time for ownership of a speedway and the responsibilities that come with it, trying to put a season together for 1994, learning the ropes. Thank God I was surrounded by good people. I had an awesome family that was helping me all the way through, and the rest is history. But I feel for you, bud. You're taking the reins at a tough time It's going to work out really good. It'll work out really good, and you're going to build on the future. That place, for fans that don't know, if you've never been to Rad Torque Speedway, or Raceway, sorry, it is a multi-facility. It's got a dirt track, there is a drag strip, and a road course. So you got three different things happening there. Are you going to be operations manager for all three of them for the whole facility?
So I'll be focused on primarily the oval, and then obviously lending assistance to the other facility managers of their respective portions of the venue as well, kind of as a backup, but helping out on whether it's social media or, putting out press releases, that kind of stuff, and also getting on the mic for some of their bigger drag racing events and time permitting once we get things kind of flowing a little bit better at the start of the season and everybody settles into their roles on some oval nights as well. But it'll be a shift to behind the scenes as well and kind of running around and making sure everything goes smoothly for the first bit and still get to get my, fix of announcing, maybe not as much as I was doing in the past, but, still getting the chance to do it and helping out the total package for the facility as well.
Good deal. Yeah, that's going to work out well. I think back to 2010 when I was out there, went to Edmonton, Sue and I did, to cover the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series back then. It was the Edmonton Indy, and of course our Canadian NASCAR cars were in that race, running their part. Everything happened through the day. At the big track, so to speak. And that night I wanted to go see some short track action. So we struck out, headed out to Wetaskiwin and went out to Edmonton International Raceway, drove right by the door for your place. But in fairness, nothing was going on that night at that particular facility. Went to Edmonton and we had a great time. We had a really good time and a lot of nice people. And we still talk about that speedway today. When I think about the place you're at, Rad Torque Raceway, it was very famous back in the day. You had a lot of big-time dirt races. World of Outlaws come through there a number of times. And I want to say it was either the Golden Driller or the Driller. I can't remember the name of the event, but it was huge.
Yeah, that was the Oil City Cup. I was actually just looking at the trophy for that in my office and seeing, Sammy Swindell, Donnie Schott, Steve Kinzer, the list of names that were on that trophy is pretty cool. And, obviously some factors leading up to that with Outlaws, kind of reeling back their schedule a little bit and just the way things went at Rad Torque Castro back then meant that event kind of went away a little bit. They're also famous for the Gold Cup, their big 360 race that unfortunately, COVID hit and you couldn't get the cars from Montana or Washington to come up. So this year will be, again, we got our schedule set. We've got the Alberta Extreme Sprints, which are kind of our main sprint car series, a sportsman sprint series that runs for their two big events, the Can-Am Challenge, where we get some of the Rocky Mountain sprints from Montana to come up and race against them, as well as their own Extreme Cup, where they're racing for a pretty sizable purse, one of probably the biggest sportsman sprint purses on the West Coast as well. So we still have two great sprint car shows and then the weekly Night Thunder stuff as well with, our late model classes. We're bringing back IMCA Modifieds this year, which is going to be a nice feature to add in, hobby stocks, mini stocks, mini sprints as well. So nice kind of smorgasbord offering of all the things at Rad Torque Raceway and both on the dirt side of things, and then drag racing used to be a IHRA national event before the IHRA kind of imploded on itself. Mm-hmm. Top Fuel Dragsters coming, and the Rocky Mountain Nationals, which is a big drag race on the season, is really transitioned into getting back to a bigger event. We've got NHRA sanctioning now, so it's an NHRA Division 6 National Open, and also we bring in some Nostalgia Nitro funny cars, jet trucks, all sorts of cool stuff that still packs in the people and get over 10,000 people for one night, even for a drag race. So it's still a facility that draws hugely, and even the road course is pretty much booked from the time the snow melts all the way until the first snowfall of the year as well.
Too cool. So is it in the plan then, Cole, in the future to get the World Outlaws back in and get those big nationals rolling again at the drag strip? What's the conditions like at the Speedway? Are they still top-notch, or do you got work to do there?
There's, you know, the track is, we got a solid base. There's, like I said, you know, putting some paint on a few things, but it's nothing, you know, you can't really fix with, or nothing quite out of the budget. It's just a little bit of elbow grease that you got to put in to make sure the place is just a little bit back up to snuff. It should be, you know, nothing that is too crazy. So it's good in that way. Drag strip side of things, as well as shared with us, we're getting a new VIP area that's coming in as well. Kind of gasoline alley type structure where you can go have your drink, sit down and have some air conditioning. And it works out well that it's in between the midway that so it can be shared for the oval track and the drag strip during our big events. So that's going to be a great addition that they're trying to get the foundation and get everything cleared in. Unfortunately, we had one last cold snap right before, you know, winter finally bids its way out and we start seeing plus temperatures. So that's delayed things a little bit, but the structure is going to get brought out here in the next little bit. And we'll have that as well as some paving going on in the drag strip side of things. And yeah, a few other improvements here marked for it. And Glenn and Stenbaugh and his team have been working hard and trying to get everything sorted and get it so that we can have a successful 2024.
Make no doubt, there's a lot of Canadians that go from Newfoundland or Ontario, Quebec, all points in between, that make their way out west for a summer vacation. How do they check out your facility and what's coming up and to take a night of racing and a Saturday night race night out there, or do you have multiple nights?
So we do, just keeping with the theme that they've been doing for the last few years, do a two-day show. So it's a Friday-Saturday show. So even if you can't catch the Saturday, you can make it out for the Friday. Our full schedule for everything, that's got a full calendar that lays out all events across the weekend. Because, you know, even if you come out for a dirt race, there could be, you know, a bracket race going on at the drag strip or, you know, the Northern Alberta Sports Car Club out at the road course or the Edmonton Motorcycle Racing Association. So there's a full breakdown with a calendar of all the events and all the times that they're happening. So that you can check it out at radraceway.com. And that's probably the best bet for getting the full racetrack experience.
How about race teams? Is there anywhere on the site or whatever that they can look at rules to see maybe their car will fit and they can bring their car along and jump into a race? And all the guys up at Kenora, you know, Lake of the Woods, all of that area, they're really getting active and they're starting to move around. And they love having cars come in. Their guys also like heading out.
So, yeah, with that, we're working on getting the website updated. So we should have Oval class directory page, and we're working a lot with clubs and different series that run here at Rad Torque. So trying to get the PDFs from them so we can get that all updated and that those are all in one spot. So like you said, if somebody's got a hobby stock or a street stock, you know, that's coming out, or a mini stock, they can look quickly and be like, oh yeah, that's that'll fit with our rules package or with our Northern Late models or anything like that. They're pretty much plug and play with SOTA, which is the sanctioning body on the plains. So, you know, you can, everything's pretty interchangeable there, and we're pretty welcoming with people bringing out cars and trying to make it as accommodating as possible.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it when those are, and I love the dirt world for that very reason, that you can tour around. It's like a legend car, right? They fit into a box, and it's got its bonuses, it's got its drawbacks for any of those inventive teams that like really going out on the edge. You know, they may not like that, but if you want to tour around and you want to race at different facilities, kind of handy when your car fits. Watch out, you have a guy like Glenn Stires. You start talking sprint cars, that guy likes to tour around, and I'll tell you what, he's on a tear these days.
Yeah, Glenn's been, Quad actually had a quick phone call with him last week and had a quick chat. So, yeah, he's seems like he's behind the wheel of everything. I know he said that in his APTN series that he was originally going to make his track a paved track and then went dirt as soon as he saw a dirt sprint car race. But it seems like he's doing the reverse now, where he's going back to his old Flamborough days and running running some prolate stuff, and I think I saw him post a photo of a modified or something that he might be bringing out, asphalt modified. So
just seen that last week.
He's a busy man, and yeah, definitely if we can make it as successful as Oshweken's program in some retrospects, that would be something we'd consider a big success to get even on the same footing or within the same realm as that is always a staple for any dirt track across Canada.
Well, you never know. Maybe Glenn can put his Prolite model on the lower deck and put a sprint car up top on the upper deck, send the trailer out. He could run dirt at your place and then continue on and pick up the Western Rattler 300 at Penticton Speedway. He can make a little loop of it, and that's the kind of stuff Glenn likes doing. He likes being behind the wheel.
Yeah, we wouldn't mind seeing the GSR trailer pulling in the back gate, so we'll have to see if we can make it happen.
Well, you never know. Cole, this has been great catching up with you. It's been far too long since you and I chatted. You know that, and just congratulations on the new position. If there's anything we can do, anything I can do to help you out or, point you in the right direction, just say the word, man. Love working with you. Look forward to working with you again in the future, hopefully. And they picked the right guy. I said it before, I'll say it again. You're the one.
Thanks, Joe. And yeah, thanks for having me on. Always appreciate the support from Racetime Radio.
Well, we'll get you back on as we get closer and doors start flying open. We'll see how things are coming along.
Sounds good. Thanks, Joe.
Cole Sorensen, watch out. Rad Torque Raceway, the old Castro Raceway Park in Edmonton. You go right by it up the Calgary Trail. I won't go by it the next time. I'll be pulling in and checking it out. We're going to hit a quick break here on Race Time. When we come back, we're going to pull some stuff up from Motorama. We'll give you a taste of what you may have missed if you weren't at Motorama. Trust me, you missed a good one, but we'll get you caught up. We'll get you back on the lead lap all live tonight on Race Time. Stay with us.
Hot Dog Rogers, Car 38, Brighton Speedway. You're listening to Racetime Radio.
One time! You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, Channel 167.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by RPM Race Parts. Order today, race tomorrow. Also by VP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. And by Dawson Dental Centers. Get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca.
Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. There's nothing like sitting around the fire, is there? Lots of life's biggest moments and big challenges get solved right around the fire pit, including many family magic moments. The best way to ensure that fire goes each and every time is to use a Quick Fire Starter. For over 30 years, Quick Fire Starters have been made right here in Canada. I'll never forget when my son was young, thunder was rolling in the distance.
Oh, Dad, what was that?
Well, that's just the angels bowling in heaven.
What was that?
That's what happens when you pull Grandpa's finger. Quick Fire Starters. The world's best fire starter.
This is NASCAR champion Ryan Blaney.
Chase Elliott.
Kyle Larson.
Joey Logano.
Kyle Busch.
Martin Truex Jr.
Brad Keselowski. What is SiriusXM NASCAR Radio?
It's a place to talk about your favorite sport.
You know, I renew my subscription. It never comes off this channel.
The whole day is awesome.
It's a place to hear from the biggest names in NASCAR.
Joey Logano, what are you doing?
I got the SiriusXM set up at my house so I can jump on more often.
Joey, I want to first thank you for doing this. This is awesome for the fans.
It's a trusted source for breaking news.
Major stories today, my friends. Let's get down to business.
There's just never a dull moment.
It's every NASCAR race heard live, including in-car radios.
Logano gets into the back. He shoves him up the racetrack.
Stay out. Trust me.
Bubba Wallace to the lead at Talladega.
Yeah!
And it's classic races that honor the history of the sport.
Dale Earnhardt is going to win the Daytona 500.
So what is SiriusXM NASCAR Radio?
It's your 24/7 home for all things NASCAR.
The way you guys cover these races is unbelievable.
Channel 90 streaming right now on the SiriusXM app.
I'm ready to fly.
Explore the musical world of an American rock and roll troubadour on his very own channel,
Tom Petty Radio.
All of Tom's music,
influences,
collaborations.
This is Tom Petty here on The Buried Treasure Show.
Heartbreakers hosted shows.
Check out my show, The Breakdown with Mike Campbell.
And more.
Breakdown's all right.
With Tom Petty Radio.
Channel 31.
It's all right.
And in the SXM app, included with all trials and popular plans.
Even though Napa is a nationally known name, nearly all of our stores are built from the ground up by local owners and families. People you might call neighbors will be here, there, and everywhere. Doing what neighbors do to keep their communities moving forward. You stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, you can count on Napa know-how.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts Stores, New Glasgow, Antigonish, and Port Hawkesbury, Nova Scotia. You can count on Napa know-how.
AP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
From the high banks of Daytona, we cover it all. Ooh, that's going to leave a mark. And now, back to the Joes.
Hey, shake and bake, Cal. Woo, shake and bake.
And here on Racetime Radio.
And welcome back, one and all, to Racetime Radio. So, so glad you could tune in tonight, right here on Sirius XM, Channel 167, Canada Talks. Or maybe you're tuned in on Tuesday night from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, at Rev TV Canada. We're also available on TV right across this beautiful country, thanks to Mike and Ed and all the crew there. And how about the Performance Motorsport Network.com? They've been airing Racetime Radio for a long, long time, and they do each and every week, two or three, four times a week. It'll come up on their schedule. Check them out. If you happen to have missed the show, there's multiple ways you can get it. And don't forget to jump on our YouTube channel. We started that up a little while ago, and it's growing a little bit at a time. Like, subscribe. We'd much appreciate it, and you'll never miss Racetime Radio again. We always have lots of guests on from across the country. But, excuse me, I get a little bit of a cold now from being down at Motorama. Gave the old vocal cords a workout yesterday, along with the old legs. It was so busy at Motorama, you wouldn't believe it. Anybody that's been to the International Center can attest to this. Down the road from the International Center, there's Tim Hortons, like, I don't know, half a mile away, maybe a little bit more than that. That's where Grant and I parked yesterday. That was as close as we could get to the International Center, and had to walk our way through. That's how busy it was. It was just amazing, and I can't tell you how happy I am that it was that busy. Shows a ton. Not only do people love custom cars, but the racing corral and the racing end of things was just hopping. And I believe that's going to translate into a great race season coming up. A lot of the racetracks were at Motorama. I caught up with a bunch of them. I caught up with some competitors, and you'll get the drift of it as we go on here. But the first interview I'm going to play, I had a lot of fun with these two guys. Sunset Speedway. Of course, Brian and Sandra Todish are flying the ship, but they got a lot of good people surrounding them at the Speedway. And Brendan is the announcer. And Spencer Lewis was back out there again last year and coming up with great ideas, taking care of the social media and jack of all trades, so to speak. And I caught up with the two of them. I thought, I'm not going to interview one at a time. I'll two-time these guys, and I'll get them on the show all at once. And not only is there good content in this, but we had a lot of fun doing it. So I'm going to play it for you right now. It's Brandon, the announcer, the voice of Sunset Speedway, and Spencer Lewis, his sidekick for a lot of years. Here you go. Oh, what do you say? Pick the right mouse to hit play. Okay, we're at the Sunset Speedway display, and I got two. We're going to double team them. Brandon is the announcer, and of course, Spencer Lewis. He's done some announcing, you would say, and he's at the track doing all kinds of stuff. Let's start out with the voice. of Sunset Speedway. What's going on? Are you ready for 2024, Brent?
I am very ready. It's been a lot of work. We started pretty much the day after the Velocity. Me and Spencer started working on the schedule and crafting things together, and you know, a lot of things, throwing darts at boards and seeing with sticks. And it's the work we put in last year's paid some dividends, and it's looking like a great 2024.
Going to be another huge Junior Hanley race at Sunset Speedway, amongst a pile of other ones. But, man, that's got to be one I know it's highlighted on my schedule.
Absolutely. To be able to do that and be honored Junior and have him there last year, absolutely incredible. And, you know, to be able to get to call that race is just absolutely something to you know, put in the memory bank forever. So,
yeah, and this year, sunny and 72.
That's what we want. That's all we're hoping for. Give us that, you know, Chamber of Commerce weather, and we'll be absolutely happy. So
it's going to be
anything for good weather on Junior Hanley night. Anything. I will do anything.
Now, Spencer, you dove back in with both feet last year at Sunset. Familiar territory.
Yeah.
How is everything coming along?
Everything is awesome, man. Like, it's, I feel like what we're doing, we're making huge strides. Every time we're out of the gate, we're doing good things. People are excited. We're excited. The fans are coming back. The cars are coming back. I just feel like the schedule we've put together, there's something for everybody. We got a crown jewel for every division of the province. If you got a race car, if you got something with four wheels, a seat, and a steering wheel, we got something for you. And that's really what it's been. It's been about a passion project, a labor of love, to put something together end to end in the schedule where there's something exciting for every type of fan and every type of driver.
Okay, day one. What is day one this year?
So day one is a 100-lap pro late model invitational honoring Steve Slaughter, the Steve Slaughter Classic. We love Steve. You know, Steve, true pioneer of Sunset. All sorts of stories you can tell, probably stories that you can't tell. He's just a good dude, and it means a lot to us to sort of have an event that honors him. You know, it's 100-lap for the late models, which is cool, but it's just so much more than that, right? Like, to just honor Steve and keep his name out there. We got event tees here at the show, and we've been talking to a lot of drivers, man, even people that can't come and race Sunset full-time because they're running the tour or they live out in Peterborough or Hamilton or London. They're still going to be there for the 100-lap Steve Slaughter Classic. Kyle Steckley's running the ASA tour. He's still going to be there, though. He will be there for the 100-lap Steve Slaughter Classic. So the fact that this event already is important enough that guys want to put it on their schedule, you're going to be there, right?
I will be.
Joe's going to be there grabbing content, so all the reason in the world for you to come out and be there. If you're watching this, you got to come out May 4th. It's Star Wars Day, Slaughter Classic. What more do you need? Like, that's one of the races I'm really looking forward to.
So many good drivers and new guys, friend, last year that were stepping up and doing things. Who are you expecting to see come out of the shell this year and become one of those names?
I think Samantha Shaw. She made some big strides last year. And realistically, going into last year, she only made like 6 or 7 starts. It's not a lot of time behind the seat of a late model. And the Shaw Motorsports cars are always fast at Sunset. I think Dale's still got the all-time, you know, lap record there in qualifying. So Samantha stepped up. I mean, she came through the field at the Junior Hanley Classic to grab that last spot on the podium. So this is going to be her year. She's going to win, you know, break out of the Shaw shadow and cement her name among Jason and Dale and the rest of the Shaws.
Talk about the deep end of the pool, eh?
The pro late models of Sunset are the deep end of the pool right now. It's. I feel like our level of talent is right at APC. The APC series has an amazing product. They have an incredible roster. I feel like our roster is every bit as good. You know, I feel like our weekly division is just as strong as the tour. It's the deep end, man. If you want to get better as a racer and you have a pro late model, it's the place to be. Parker Traves is moving from Legends to pro late models. He's coming to race full time at Sunset. Corey McAllister is moving up from Super Stock to pro late. He's going to be full-time at Sunset. So it's this beautiful blend of the old and the new and guys that have been around forever and guys that maybe you don't know that well. We got an exciting thing going on. You know, you need to come and watch it and come and see how this division evolves.
Yeah, it's so close to Toronto, any of the market down there. Sunset Speedway in Innisfil, Ontario. If you've never been to the track, it's a place you've got to go and witness. You go once, you'll be going to see these guys all the time. Hockey card program. You guys started not the hockey card program, but a program like it. That took off last year, man.
It's crazy. That was Spencer's passion project. He took every picture. He put everything together. And it's crazy. Like, people loved collecting them. I've got an album myself at home. We got an album here one of our staff Ben's got, and it's crazy. People absolutely loved it. And you know, then giveaways, special cars, things like that. It takes you back to being a kid again. We've been sitting here watching people buy packs all weekend. We make them open them before they leave the booth.
It combines gambling and collecting, which are like the two things that everybody loves to do. So it's a beautiful marriage of gambling and collecting with the trading cards.
And look what the guys do. Sunset logo on both sides. You don't know who you're going to get and who you're going to be trading with. I can tell you something right now. These two guys are going to be trading stories and create more names. Sunset Speedway, it all starts what day?
May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. It's Star Wars Day, 100 lap pro late models. We're going to have guys from all over the province. We're going to have perfect weather. It's going to be amazing. Come and hang out. Buy a Simcoe Sunrise, the official sunset cocktail. We got all the reasons in the world for you to come and hang out with us. And it's a matinee show, so you can come from Owen Sound like Joe and still be home on the couch by 10 o'clock. It's perfect. May 4th.
I'll bring the sunscreen.
Perfect. We'll be ready. We know the weather's going to be great. We're excited. It's going to kick 2024 off the right way.
Watch out. Sunset Speedway is where you're going to want to be. Boom, right there. Yeah, dynamite stuff. Had a lot of fun with those guys yesterday. And I did grab those trading cards. I did it again upside down. No, I got it right that way. I haven't opened this one yet. By the end of the show, I'm going to open it. We're going to find out who we've got in here, and then maybe we can do some trading, right? Cool program. These are the 2023 cards. Of course, the new cars haven't rolled out yet, but that is that's a neat program, and I can see big benefits to that, baby. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, I had a really good discussion with John Caselli. One of our, I guess he's the longest promoter in Canadian racing. I do believe John Caselli would hold that title. He's going to join us next here. I caught up with him at Motorama. It's a great interview, and he's going to be up next. Stay with us all live tonight on Racetime Radio.
Hey Canada, this is Michelle Wallace at Edmonton International Raceway, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
The heat is on.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Leaf Racewear. Fuel your passion and confidence at LeafRacewear.com. We're an essential part of any team. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's biggest sports car racing weekends of the year. For tickets and details, get to Canadian Tire Motorsportpark.com.
The SXM app is your one-stop destination for everything you love.
Things keep getting bigger and bigger for these two.
Everything you missed.
You two were so funny together on the Oscars the other night.
And exclusive podcasts, video, and on-demand access to your favorite stations. Hear your favorite team from the car, from your home, or on the go.
Walks in, put it between his legs!
All with the SXM app. A free download now from the Google Play or Apple App Store today.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Contact Terry and start winning today. Also by Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
Hey, everyone. This is World Series champions Lance McCullers Jr. and Carlos Correa. We're excited to announce that our podcast, The Walkout, is now available on SiriusXM.
Each episode, we go inside the world of combat sports, providing hardcore analysis, honest opinions, and top picks for every fight.
If you share the same passion for combat sports as we do, you need to listen to The Walkout.
Episodes are available on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev TV, your motorsports and automotive destination. Watch live races from around the world and right here at home, from two wheels to four and so much more. Rev TV is your source for motorsports. Rev TV features exclusive race series, up-to-date news coverage, documentaries, how-to programs, and adrenaline-filled lifestyle programs 24/7. Go green with Rev TV. Contact your TV provider to order.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is fueled by AP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
Your weekly fix of newsmakers and newsbreakers is found right here.
We call it Race Time Radio.
With your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, everyone, to Race Time Radio. Better tick that up just a bit. So glad you could tune in tonight. It was that Motorama yesterday. Don't know whether you made it to the show or not. There was about a billion people there. It was so nice to see. Everything's looking so good. The vendors, the competitors, the series, the tracks, the custom cars. Man, they were off the hook. Did you see J.F. Lanier's car? He debuted it at the Detroit Auto Show. Put it in the trailer and brought it to Motorama this past weekend. And before he brought it into the show, he was out doing donuts in the parking lot with it to prove that his cars aren't just all show. They do go. And man, do they go. You go back to his Facebook page, you'll see exactly what I mean. Great to see Russ Brothers there as well. I didn't catch up with Avery. I didn't see him, and I didn't see Blair. Two of the guys that I wanted to see, I didn't get a chance to see him. But I did see Connor, caught up with him. We'll hopefully have enough time to hear that tonight. And didn't hear from Mike. He was busy signing autographs, but all brought to you by eBay Motors. They did a great job, and it's a great spot. If you're looking for parts, I got a 78 Corvette. Trust me, I'm in eBay Motors a lot, looking for different parts and pieces. But let's get back to what we do. And that was sitting down with John Caselli yesterday at Motorama. John has been a staple in this industry. It's the 51st season for Flamborough Speedway. And has he ever got a dilly coming at us for 2024? Here is the interview I got with John Caselli, owner of Flamborough Speedway. Motorama car show. Never seen it this full, at least not for years. A beautiful time here at Motorama. And I am with John Caselli, the owner of Flamborough Speedway. What's going on, John? How you doing?
Not too bad, actually. It's I've been here since yesterday, and this show tires you out, even though you don't do nothing around here. But sitting around is not an easy job.
Exactly. You and your brother Frank, the Caselli family, you guys have been Flamborough Speedway forever, and it looks like we got another beautiful schedule all lined up for race fans for 2024.
Yeah, we do have lots of to go this year. We got, our regular classes, the late models, of course, our favorites. And then the Super Stocks. Last year we took them off, but we're bringing them back. Hopefully we'll get support. And then we got Mini Stocks, looks good. I think there's about at least that new I would say about half a dozen new cars. Pure Stocks, great division. What else we got? We got the Hot Rods, the Yaskar Hot Rods, the Modifieds. We got Legends this year for about three shows. And then we got the Outlaw Super Late Models for three shows. So, yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it sure does. Nice looking schedule. This year, red. I can't remember the last time I seen a red Flamborough schedule. Who chose the color?
Well, we need to have a bit of a change, so red and blue is our colors, you know.
It sure, and it always has been. John, one of your staple events that you have grown over the years is the famed Gold Rush. Are we going to see the Gold Rush?
This year we're not going to see the Gold Rush. Unfortunately, the Gold Rush is, last year we did it, and to be honest with you, I was a little disappointed because the car count wasn't there, you know. And, I mean, we put up a lot of money for that show, you know, like, and the guys... unfortunately, a lot of them, you know, at that time, they're tight on money, and, you know, as much as they want to support it, they just can't afford to. So,
and it can return, right? One day it can come back as things progress. A couple APC races this year, and knowing you, John, the Grisdale Triple Crown is always a staple.
At the end, we do a great, that's a great show. Saturday and Sunday, we got everybody there. There's, between the 2 days, there's 11 or 12 different classes. So it's a good, it's a good thing. Oh, the other thing that we're doing this year, we got three Enduros, one in June and one in September, and then, of course, the last one, and the Halloween Enduro at the end, which is a good one.
Absolutely. When does the season get started at Flamborough Speedway?
Our season this year, we're starting a week later. Our opening night is May the 4th, and April the 27th is our practice day for everybody. Yeah.
So. Okay, so it's going to go, and then right through till September, October?
We go right up till, well, almost at the end of October, because we get that monster truck thing at the end. So, you know, like the whole month of October is pretty well lined up, because we have to have a rain date for our Frostoberfest, and then the week after we do the that big Enduro, and then monster truck show at the end. So the whole month is gone.
Yeah, it is, virtually. You've done another tremendous job. If you're out in a boat, you want to get one of these Flamborough Speedway schedules, of course, available here at Motorama. But, John, I imagine you've got these around different locations, Hamilton area.
Everywhere. Yep.
Yeah, and they pick up
on their website too. Also, if anybody needs to get informed, just go on our website, flamboroughspeedway.ca, and they can get all the information they need.
Absolutely. Season's tickets this year, are they available if somebody wanted to pick up season tickets?
Well, I was thinking of going online, but I, you know, one minute I want to do it, next minute I change my mind, because, you know, buying tickets ahead of time it's a good idea, but then when you have bad weather, it becomes a big problem. So I don't know. I'm still looking at it. Right now, you buy them at the gate. That might change. We'll see.
And there's nothing wrong with that, John. You have always been a promoter for the family entertainment. You are the designer and a guy that has always carried through with a family ticket, which you don't see at a lot of tracks.
No, that is a good deal. I mean, where can you go take your family for an event that it fills your night for $55 with tax included? You know, like, I mean, it's pretty reasonable, I'd say. But where I'm trying something this year, we'll see how it goes. I got four shows, excuse me, that we're going to charge $15 at the main grandstand. Mm-hmm. So we're doing some testing with that. We'll see if it helps. And then we might bring prices down. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, always searching. And I'll tell you, if there's a promoter in this country, no one works harder than this guy. Always has, and puts on some tremendous events. If you're in the Hamilton area, Flamborough Speedway, if you've never been to the track, it's located just outside Hamilton. How far out of Hamilton are you?
We're 10 minutes away out of Hamilton, really. Yeah, so that's pretty close. But, you know, where can you go, really? It's a good night of entertainment. So, you know, even though prices are getting crazy everywhere, but you know what? At the same time, we're still fairly reasonable for a night out for a family, you know.
Like, yeah.
So.
Well, and it's hard, right? The competition that's out there today, it always increases, but you always seem to find a way to be able to entertain that family, and it's going to happen again in 2024. Yeah.
And, of course, then we got the go-karts running there on Saturday mornings, the Waterloo Kart Club, and they do a fantastic job there. They usually, on a Saturday morning, they'll have 80 to 100 carts running around there. Yeah, it's great. If anybody's got some young ones, you should bring them out, check it out. It's free of charge, don't have to pay nothing. And, it's a great time.
And you're going to want to hang around for the races on Saturday night. As mentioned, get to flamboroughspeedway.ca. You can get all the information there. And don't forget to drop by and see John and Frank. Great food in the concession, by the way. These Italian guys pride themselves on good food.
Proud of our flamburgers. Yeah. So, yeah, thanks, Joe.
That's it. We will get more with John throughout the course of the year. And that was John Caselli. What a guy. I've known John forever. And him and his brother, Frank, you won't find somebody with a bigger heart than John Caselli. His heart is in it. You can tell. He puts on events. You know, through COVID, John was one of the only promoters that tried to do whatever he could to get cars on track. Even though he was going to lose a boatload of money, he wanted to make sure that the racers at least had a place to go. They could do it safely. And that's stuff that race teams and race fans will never forget. At least they shouldn't ever forget. That the Caselli family, they've been in it a long time. And hopefully, God willing, they'll be with us many, many more years to come. And that Flamborough Speedway schedule, it's got everything you need in it, all in one little pamphlet. And like John said, get to the website, flamboroughspeedway.ca, for all the information. We also want to say congratulations and wish him well. Gary Colling, not going to be at Flamborough Speedway in 2024. Gary is going to go do something different with life, but he has done a tremendous job at that speedway over the years. And Gary, if you're tuned in, congratulations on your new way, and have some fun, man. I look forward to at least seeing you at the racetrack every now and then. I know we won't stay away from a speedway. You'll see Gary Colling hanging around for sure. We are going to hit just that quick news update. Got to send it back to Toronto, get you up to date on some of the news you may have missed over the last hour. And then hour number two is going to begin. We got Kyle Steckley on the other side of this quick break. Then we're going to hear from Tim Terry out on Canada's East Coast with some big news of his. And I just got a little text from Trayton Lapcevich. He was in the cars tour today. Qualified fifth, came home ninth, and I've invited Trayton to jump on, if he has time, to jump on with us and give us a quick update on how his day went. If you missed it, I believe Trayton is going to try and jump on. We'll see how connection is and stuff, because he is going to be on the road. But that's kind of cool. If we can get him on the show, that'll be coming up in hour two, as well as more interviews that I got a bunch. Clinton Jeffrey coming up, and so is Terry Baker from GSR. You won't want to miss it. We got lots coming at you. Stay with us all live tonight on Racetime Radio, Sirius XM 167.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM Channel 167.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Leaf Racewear. Fuel your passion and confidence at leafracewear.com. We're an essential part of any team. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's biggest sports car racing weekends of the year. For tickets and details, get to CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com. So, how's that rebuild going? Have you got that race car ready to go yet? You still looking for parts? Have you called GSR Parts yet? You want to save some money, right? So you can buy the stuff you need throughout the course of the year. GSR Parts carries all the big name brands, along with some parts that are manufactured right on site. Centrally located in Ontario, you can stop by and pick up the parts you need, or they'll ship them nationwide.
We're back with our number two of Racetime Radio. Here on Racetime Radio. On Sirius XM 167. Where Canada talks.
And just like that, hour number two begins all live tonight on Sirius XM channel 167, Canada Talks. Couldn't figure out why my headset was going a little weak. I got my receiver in my pocket, and I guess I hit it. But look it, this is driving me nuts. I got to find out who I've got in the Sunset trading cards, if I can get it open. Spencer really welded these babies in. Let's see who we got. Okay. So, what did we get? Okay, the number seven, Sunset Legend, looks like Joe Whitaker. Look at that one. Got him. Oh, how about Don Beattie? Donnie Beattie, the 40 car, got him. The 72, Dale Shaw. That is, it says Dale Shaw, but the 72 car is, but I guess 72 was Dale Shaw over at Sunset Speedway. The 52, who we got here? Brandon Passer, got him. And how about this? Billy Zardo. Those are the ones I got. We'll see who you got. And I have no doubles, so I can't be trading any. But what do you say we get back to the Zoom line and welcome a guy in I've been trying for a couple of weeks, but we got him. We got him. Kyle Steckley. Seen him at the show yesterday at Motorama, buzzing around. We got him tonight. What's going on there, Kyle? How you doing?
Doing good, Joe. How are you? Glad to finally get on the show. I know we've been trying for a couple weeks. It just hasn't worked out, but good to be back on with you and looking forward to talking with you.
You betcha, man. Look at you traded that nice warm sunshine in a week ago for snow flying behind you, buddy. What's it? What are you doing outside?
I'm actually at a hockey game.
Oh, are you?
I'm at a hockey game with my cousin, so I'm just outside right now. She's a little blustery, but I'm watching the Stratford Warriors Junior B tonight, so while I'm home, got to make the most of it.
Oh, yeah. Now, is it in between periods, or what's the score? Get us up to date.
2-1 for the Warriors right now, and it is actually first intermission. So they're in playoffs with Brantford, and the series 1-1 right now. So we're hoping to go up 2-1 tonight and then finish it off next week.
Well, if they're anything like you, Kyle Steckley, they're going to do quite well. You've got an ambitious schedule all announced now. We got ASA Stars Tour Racing. Got that schedule right here. You are up to bat on March the 24th. You're heading to Five Flags Speedway for that one. You were at Five Flags Speedway for the Derby to finish the year off. Are you excited to get back there now in the 30 car?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I love Five Flags Speedway. I think the track is really unique. It's a fun place. I think it's going to be a lot different than a super late model. The competition's just wild. So it's going to be a lot of fun, but I'm just learning so much with these Rhett Jones guys and, you know, in the car, out of the car, and having a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to getting back down there and going at it again.
You know, I look back to your first Cars Tour race, or not Cars Tour, ASA race, and it happened at New Smyrna Speedway. It wasn't going real good at the beginning of the day, Kyle. You tapped the wall in qualifying, and it put you behind the eight ball. You had to run the last chance qualifier. But look at you go. You come through the field, got into a qualified position, and then onward and upward you went and ended up getting into the field. Man, you rolled her all the way up into an eighth finishing position. You took what was going to be a bad day and turned it into a good one.
Yeah, it was definitely a crazy day. I've never hit the wall in qualifying before, but it was totally on me. I just, you know, I knew I needed to go out there and make the race. So I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I just pushed it a bit too hard. So it was a learning experience. I don't think I'm going to do it again. And it made for a fun day for the fans, I think, and a fun day for me. Just just made me work a little harder than I would have liked.
And that's why fans are fans of yours, Kyle Steckley. You do go that extra mile. You do, put the car sometimes in harm's way. But not really in harm's way, but you know what I'm getting at. We don't want to see the mellow yellow guy that's just out there doing laps, trying to absorb it all. You jump right in and learn a lot in a hurry. How did the team gel over race number one? Was it a good gel day?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been really good. Everyone there down in Mooresville, North Carolina is great. They've got a great group of guys, and we've spent some time in the shop together. We've done a couple tests. So, you know, just getting that experience and being around them guys and getting comfortable with everyone's been huge. Obviously, I've done quite a bit with Mark now, and, you know, I think we're working together really well. We're learning what we both like and how we both operate at the track. So it's definitely been a learning experience, something different than what I'm used to. I'm used to 22 racing, me and my dad going at it and having fun. So it's still a lot of fun. It's a bit different, but, yeah, it's going well.
Five Flags Speedway, Pensacola, Florida, is going to be where you're going to be on March the 24th. Kyle, take us around that track. Is it one that you really sink your teeth into and, hey, man, I really like Five Flags? Or is it kind of too character-filled and you wish you weren't maybe going there as often?
I enjoy it. I enjoy driving it. It's just challenging, really challenging, makes you work. Makes you stay up on the wheel. The straightaways really aren't much of a straightaway. So you're always turning. You're always on that throttle, playing with it, modulating it, and keeping the rear tires underneath you. The track is really, really rough. It's old, and you just got to take care of those rear tires, especially in a super late model. So, you know, I'm looking forward to going there with the super and seeing how we do.
Is there any such thing as, hey, Kyle, save me some. They'll be saying it all the time on the radio. Thinking fuel, but save me car, save me tires. Is there any doing that when you're on a character-filled track, or is it pretty hard to do?
No, you definitely can do it. You have to do it. You know, it's not necessarily slowing down. It's just keeping the car under you, not doing anything stupid that upsets the tires, and making sure that it all goes smooth there, because as soon as you upset that right rear or the right front, then it goes downhill quickly.
If you're just tuned in to Racetime Radio, I don't mean to play with your mind here. Kyle Steckley is in the 30 car for the ASA Stars Tour. He will be, however, back in the 22 car for the APC Series. Kyle, according to the schedule, you plan on doing them both full tilt.
Yeah, it's going to be busy. There's one weekend in June where I race Friday and Sunday in Wisconsin and Saturday at Peterborough, so definitely going to be busy, going to have fun, and looking forward to be back and in the 22 car, but having fun with the 30 team right now, and just super thankful for APC Auto Parts for supporting me and let me do what I want and race all those races. You know, it's easily going to be over 30-plus races, and I've got some more races that I'm going to add to that schedule yet. That's not all, so we're going to have lots of fun, and we're going to stay busy.
Incredible. Will the 30 team or any part of the 30 team follow you up into the APC series to help you out with that, to increase on that chemistry, if you will?
I think the 30 team, you know, some of them guys will for sure be up to help me out in a couple races. You know, they're great guys. They're racers. So if they have the opportunity on an off weekend to come up and help out and be there with us, I think they will be. But, you know, I think for the most part, we're going to kind of keep two separate deals. And obviously, it's our own car up here and their car down there. So it's going to be, we're going to have our own crew still helping us up here every weekend.
Two cars, one driver. Gotta love it. Kyle, you are that guy. Final question for you tonight so you don't miss none of your hockey game in there. The popcorn's probably getting cold already. Can't help but notice, and I know I've had listeners, viewers, if you will, contact me and say, hey, 22 Racing, Scott Steckley, no more NASCAR? Or do they have cars left? Are they going to run NASCAR? The only way I could answer that is, I don't know. I'll ask Kyle.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting time for my dad and everyone at 22 Racing. So we're going through a bit of a transition there, and we still have cars. You know, nothing set in stone for the 2024 season, but no, I'm not sure, not saying that is shut down or anything like that, but we're still working on cars. We still have cars in the shop, and we'll see what it brings us in 2024.
Yeah, there's always going to be demand, whether you're in that car or someone else gets into that car. I know there's a long list of drivers that are trying to get into the Pinty Series that do not have a car. Well, the NASCAR Canada Series, that do not have a car. And Scott Steckley is a viable option, but he is working with you, correct? He is going to be with the 30 team and the 22 when you are in their car.
Yeah, he's a big supporter of mine. He's taught me everything. He helps me out, you know, every single race, everything I do. So he's going to be supporting me and helping me out as much as he can. I mean, if he's got other commitments, he has other commitments. But I'm sure we'll all make it work and have a lot of fun doing it.
Well, we will stay tuned. I can guarantee you that. Say hi to the old boy for me. Get back in there, watch the hockey game, and hopefully your Stratford team wins as something like you do every time you jump aboard.
Thanks, Joe. Glad to be back on. Take care.
You bet. Kyle Steckley, watch for him. The 30 car ASA Stars Tour is going to be his next gig. That is going to come up at Five Flags Speedway, one of the iconic Southern United States racetracks. And believe me when I say there's going to be a pile of race cars at that particular event. The ASA Tour has rekindled last year. Look at the championship we had. Ty Majeski, champion last year. Cole Butcher was right there with the potential of winning that championship. Just that day was not his day on the final event. But watch for Cole Butcher this year. And we've got so many teams now. Joe Lawrence is another one that's going to be down there. You haven't seen the end of Trayton Lapcevich jumping into ASA. I can guarantee you that. Although Trayton is concentrating on the Cars Tour stuff. And he did a great job today. We're hoping to hear from him by the end of the hour. We will see. As long as there's connection, Trayton will jump on and recap the day for us. But it was just one of those weekends, right? Busy weekend all around with Motorama and with Motorama and everything. Well, even the Cup race is still on right now from Phoenix. Another great show that I know race fans will be going off the chip to watch and to check out. But we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll get a little more from Motorama. Sound good? That's what I was thinking. We'll do that on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Hey, Michael Waltrip here from Michael Waltrip Racing. Thanks for joining us on Racetime Radio.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, channel 167.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Leaf Racewear. Fuel your passion and confidence at leafracewear.com. We're an essential part of any team. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's biggest sports car racing weekends of the year. For tickets and details, get to Canadian Tire Motorsportpark.com.
The SXM app is your one-stop destination for everything you love.
Things keep getting bigger and bigger for these two.
Everything you missed.
You two were so funny together on the Oscars the other night.
And exclusive podcasts, video, and on-demand access to your favorite stations. Hear your favorite team from the car, from your home, or on the go.
Walks in, put it between his legs!
All with the SXM app. A free download now from the Google Play or Apple App Store today.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Contact Terry and start winning today. Also by Quick Wick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. There are thousands of parts and pieces that go into today's race cars. GSR Parts has what you need. and they ship coast to coast in Canada. GSR Parts specializes in dirt sprint car chassis, modifieds, and so much more. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, road course, or in a straight line, GSR Parts has the parts you need to get you back on track and in victory lane. Give Terry Baker a call and visit them on Facebook at GSR Parts.
Rev TV, your motorsports and automotive destination. Watch live races from around the world and right here at home, from two wheels to four and so much more. Rev TV is your source for motorsports. Rev TV features exclusive race series, up-to-date news coverage, documentaries, how-to programs, and adrenaline-filled lifestyle programs 24/7. Go green with Rev TV. Contact your TV provider to order.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is fueled by AP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
QuickWick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. There's nothing like sitting around the fire, is there? Lots of life's biggest moments and big challenges get solved right around the fire pit, including many family magic moments. The best way to ensure that fire goes each and every time is to use a QuickWick Fire Starter. For over 30 years, QuickWick Fire Starters have been made right here in Canada. I'll never forget when my son was young, thunder was rolling in the distance.
Oh, Dad, what was that?
Well, that's just the angels bowling in heaven.
Dad, what was that?
That's what happens when you pull Grandpa's finger. QuickWick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
Your weekly fix of newsmakers and newsbreakers is found right here.
We call it Racetime Radio.
With your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, everyone, to Racetime Radio. If you're just tuned in to Racetime, we were at Motorama yesterday. What a show. I can't say it enough. Greg McPherson and David and all the guys at Inside Track Motorsport News and all of the teams and partners and everything, hard work pays off. And yesterday, trust me, this show paid off. I've never had to park a half a mile away from the International Center, but I had to yesterday. It was great to see. Great problem to have. Caught up yesterday with a bunch of different guests. The next one we're going to hear from is Terry Baker from GSR Parts. He was right in the display answering everybody's questions, so I thought I'd better jump in and fire a couple at him as well. Here's a chance for all of us to meet Terry Baker, GSR Parts. Okay, welcome back to Racetime Radio. What do you say we talk GSR? You've heard lots about GSR Parts on Racetime Radio. How about we catch up with the guy that is in charge of absolutely all of it? We got Terry Baker with us from GSR and GSR Parts. What's going on, Terry? You having fun?
Yeah, we're having a good time here at the show. It's a really good turnout today. Lots of people coming by, checking the cutaway car out, asking lots of questions, lots of inquiries. So, yeah, it's been good getting the new schedules out for this year. And, yeah, it's an exciting day.
I bet. Man, you guys have come so far in such a short period of time. What's it been like to try and do all you're doing? Because, of course, as mentioned, you're not only turning out sprint car chassis now, but there is other stuff in the works. Yep. Take us through that.
So we've got our first modified car off the jig now. So we built all new jigs for that. We're constantly working on our branded parts. And, you know, it's the great people we have that allow us to get this stuff done in the shop. So we're slowly assembling a good crew. All the skill sets are really come to surface now. It's very obvious by the product we're putting out here. So, yeah, we're quite happy with everything.
I would not doubt it. And getting results, too. I was quite interested over Speed Week and watching, got our first GSR chassis that made a World of Outlaws show. That's a big moment.
Huge moment. Car showed a lot of speed. That's our new 8740 car, which Glenn was in as well, and he just loves it. He was tickled pink with this car. You know, I think we're onto something here. We're going to build an 86-inch car, too. So you kind of need to have all three to be an industry player. But, yeah, we're super happy with everything. Justin Whittle was in the car there. Time second, came up a little short on scales. But, I mean, basically, I mean, the real cool thing is he was light. Our car is really light. This new 8740 is, we're really happy with the weight. So to get that low, everybody knows, to get that low in weight requires every single piece to be exactly honed out and, you know, super light.
You guys are working on it and doing a hell of a job with it. I've been following along on Facebook and trying to, you know, stay up with GSR Parts. I want to know more about it. You concentrate on the sprint car end. That's where the meat and potatoes is. But from a parts standpoint, Terry, you guys supply everything. It doesn't matter whether it's the OSS car from across the aisle here, drag race. Like, there's interchangeable parts that you guys supply.
Yeah, it's not just race car stuff. We do hot rods. I've just been dragging in hot rod parts recently for the people that are just figuring that out with us, that we can get all this stuff. We have great vendors, and we can get pretty much anything, right? Body panels for street cars and trucks, suspension parts, engine parts, for anything, really. Like, we're not confined to dirt sprint or asphalt or anything. There's no confines here. We can get anything.
Yeah, and the cool part today is, with shipping, you guys do ship coast to coast. Somebody needs something out in Newfoundland, GSR Parts can supply it. Same thing is true for BC. And talking sprint cars in BC, man, if they got something going on out there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we can ship parts anywhere. That's not an issue. We have, you know, UPS, FedEx, Purelator. We do it quite often, actually. But it's going to grow. You know, we're getting bigger. More people are going to hear about us. And, you know, we can send a car out as a complete kit. We could crate it up, and you could have a car at your door in literally 2 days.
Amazing. With the weather and the early spring that we've experienced here in Ontario, are you getting the itch to get out on the Big O and do any testing?
Oh, totally. We have a lot of new things we want to test. It's just relying on Mother Nature right now. You know, last couple of years for testing hasn't been amazing, but it's been a late test, but we're going to have a test car in-house that is just for testing new products and new setups and shocking. And so we'll have that every time we go to the track. We'll be able to pull that thing out and try a couple of different setups on it.
I think back to last spring. I love watching the Big O. I watch every Friday night. And I think back to last spring, and it was so wet. The ground was so saturated that I know Clinton and all the guys at the track were working extra hard on it to try and get the ruts and everything to, you know, go away. But, hey, Mother Nature wins every time, whether it's coming down from the sky or coming up from the bottom. Kind of looks like we're going to get away with a real nice dry spring at this point. That would be huge for everybody.
Yeah, it certainly would. Another thing that happened was all the water drainage infrastructure, Glenn got it all redone, like on the track and the whole facility, so it carries the water away from the property. So I think that'll be a big player if we do get rain, and we'll be able to get to racing sooner, and the whole property stay dry. A lot of times it's not just the rain and the track, it's the grounds. Like, I'm sure everybody knows Glenn's put all new concrete in back there and paved everything, like, that's going to make a huge difference. And then with the new asphalt and the concrete, that allows the water to get to the drainage and get it away from the track and the facility. So that should help enormously.
Won't be too long, I bet. And GSR will start putting out, how about NASCAR Canada cars on dirt? You guys are tearing it up on dirt. And now we got the NASCAR guys in for, what, the third year. This is going to be huge.
Yeah, I'm hearing late model chassis aren't too far away in the future for us. Glenn wants to build everything, so and it's real exciting. It's a mile, I can tell you that much. Like, he wants to do it like now, and we're all working as hard as we can to make the dream happen.
Terry Baker, can't thank you enough for the time today here at the show, and you guys do such a good job with everything. Have a good show the rest of the way. And I know we'll be in touch lots as we get closer to the season firing up. As mentioned on the program lots of times, you're building a race car. You're going to need parts. Put a list together. Contact this guy, and I'll bet you save a bunch of loot in the process. Terry, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on the show, Joe.
Awesome guy. Awesome. Right people in the right place. That's what you need. Terry Baker is that guy. And as he mentioned, they have a lot in the pipe coming down. I'll get you some footage of the actual shop, the GSR shop. It'll blow your mind. They got chassis lined up. Looks like a cup garage, actually. It's just amazing. And you get the right people in the right places, and magic happens. And it's not by accident, right? They do a great job, and that's what they're all about at GSR Parts. And you can save a bunch of loot. You want to put your car together, put a list of things that you want to see if they supply. Up here in Canada, 90% of our parts come from the U.S., so every time you order, you got to pay the brokerage. You got to do all that. I can tell you with GSR, there isn't a company anywhere that gives back to the race team as much as these guys do. They do a tremendous job with that. And you got to know there's going to be some real good savings in it if you're building any kind of race car. That's the way to go. Now, our next guest is Tim Terry. I can't see him, but I can see his name up on the screen, and presto, just like that. Now I can see him, but he's having lunch. He was busy all weekend.
I'm having a snack.
A snack, a little snack. Timmy, you were busy this weekend. Where was the show for you?
Atlantic Outdoor Sports and RV Show, Joe, at the Halifax Exhibition Center, hanging out with the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour in Scotia Speed World. Meeting the drivers, getting that feel for the season, getting everybody excited for what's going to be a good 2024 campaign.
Man, oh man, you've had it busy already. Since Christmas, you've been down south. You did the legend stuff for Speed Weeks, and you probably did a bunch more while you were down there. How's it been?
Yeah, the Legends and Bandoleros were the thing. We had a couple of different divisions at Auburndale with the Showdown Series, but got to go down and be at Charlotte Motor Speedway for the final four rounds of Winter Heat. Got down to Auburndale for the Showdown Series. Brad Hockaday and his team do a phenomenal job. And then, of course, Citrus County Speedway, NX Winter Nationals, five full days of racing there. Some big names, some big storylines. Got to see Brexton Bush pick up a couple of wins, win that Bandit Championship. Keelan Harvick got himself a win. Aiden Christensen from Windsor Junction, Nova Scotia, picked up two wins in semi-pro. Great week all around. But now it's time to get back and do some racing up home and get ready for what's going to be a action-packed maritime racing season beginning really on the 2-4 weekend for us, at least in Nova Scotia, when it comes to Scotia Speed World for the Kenny Upol Ellemsdale 150 for the tour.
Okay, so far, last year was an issue where the new Super Late Model Series and the Pro Stock Tour schedule collided on a couple of events. From what I can understand and what I've heard, that isn't the case this year. Is it still the case?
That is not the case. We have every race. There's no conflict in between. Now, if you're a pro stock team and you're a pro stock fan, there's a race every single weekend from May 11th when the Super Late Model Series hits the racetrack to the end of the season when the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour wraps up. Shediac has their Atlantic Championships. That October, late September sort of date, there's something every single weekend. So for a Super Late Model Series team that's going to run those six races and run some specials, it's great. For the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour drivers and fans, they're going to run their 10, then they're going to run some specials. That's great. I don't see anybody running the full gamut of 18 weeks, but there's a lot of extra races, including the Yard Gear 250 at Speedway 660. You've got the Mike Stevens Memorial. Wayne's got the Riverglade International. There's one off weekend there with the Riverglade Revival, Riverglade Speedway coming back to life in August. They're going to have a Thursday night special. But if you're a pro stock, pro late, super late model fan in the Maritimes, you've got something to watch every single weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Tim, we got to pray there isn't no rain because that can throw a real kerfuffle into everything because this date has to move to this date. And, hopefully we don't end up with that, but you can sort of see the writing on the wall.
we had a few Sundays last year, and that hopefully is not the case this year. Hopefully we don't have to move weekends and move one here and move one here, as you mentioned. But last year was wet. Luckily, we got everything in. We had that one conflict in August, but everybody's excited. From NASCAR Canada coming back to Riverside and the big weekend there with the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour and the Heart of a Champion Hot Rod Classics on Canada Day weekend. James Barker Band is playing at Riverside. It's going to be a huge weekend there. Lots to look forward to. Summer Clash 250. I know Ann and Darren have been working really hard on that weekend as well. There's a lot of irons in the fire. Most of all the schedules are on the table right now. It's just a matter of executing when it comes to May.
Yeah, yeah, and that will be key. Good part is professional bunches all the way around, and they're going to come off without a hitch. I can just about guarantee you that this is going to be one of the better seasons to be a fan in the Maritimes. You've got lots of eye candy, lots of stuff to look forward to. And that's cool. Tim, let's get to the big news. You are going to be a promoter or part of a promoter. Tell us the scoop.
So it's an ownership group at Lake Dowsett Motor Speedway. The promoter term is a loose term on the stock car side of things. So the way that works is the Southwest Stock Car Association has the rental on the racetrack. So they oversee the promotion, the execution, the Sunday afternoon races, including the June 1st opener when Mass and the Hot Rod Classics hit the racetrack down there. So that's a little bit off of our plate. There's seven of us down there. There's seven like-minded individuals that want to see racing succeed at Lake Dowsett. For those that don't know, it's just outside of Yarmouth, about 20 minutes away. It's a three-hour haul from Halifax. I had Frank Fraser on my show on Wednesday night, and he said, the only thing I wish you could do is move it 2 hours closer to Halifax. Yeah. But it's going to be a fun adventure. Love the people down there. The hospitality is great. Yarmouth is a great town itself. Really looking forward to being a part of this. And JP and Lana and Mike and Adam White and Lloyd Jedry and everybody involved in this deal is really excited. Jason Morris to get going and explore new opportunities too, because that market is untapped for things like concerts. We've been looking at drifting. We've been looking at burnouts. Sean Burke had a demolition derby there last year. There's a lot of things that I know a lot of people are excited for, but we'll see what time has in store.
Yeah, and it's all forms of entertainment. Doesn't always have to be a race, but that's what we're all in the sport for. So give us a little bit of everything. And Tim, this is really exciting stuff. They couldn't have picked a better guy. Now, what's the ownership group? Who is the ownership group? And is it a purchase or is it a lease?
It is a purchase. It is between seven of us. And I'm going to have to bring up my list, Joe, because I'm going to forget somebody. That's just the way it is. Yeah. So we have Lana Beatty, who is the current president of the Southwest Stock Car Association. She's also our race director on a Sunday afternoon. J.P. Arsenault, you probably know that name multiple times. Sportsman champion, truck champion at Scotia Speed World in the past as well. We have Lloyd Jedry, who's raced for ever since that racetrack was dirt. Yeah, he's raced down there. Adam White, four-cylinder guy, ran at Scotia for many, many years, lives in the Annapolis Valley, races now at Lake Dowsett Motor Speedway. Mike Banks has been involved in racing for years with his business as well as racing his late model. Jason Morris, always a stiff competitor, ran Rookie of the Year a couple of years ago in that sportsman car and racked up a bunch of feature victories. Probably one of the most underrated late model drivers that we have in Atlantic Canada with us as well. I think that's it. I think that's the seven of us all together. So really excited to be a part of them and go forward and see what this deal has to offer. And hopefully we can contribute to Digby County, Yarmouth County. We're kind of right on that line of that county, but looking forward to it.
And Tim, your expertise will be in the announcing and maybe the sponsorship end of things. Is that what they're looking at bringing you into the company for? Because, you know, when partners acquire other people, they do it for a reason. Somebody else has got an expertise that we haven't got here. Let's get the right person.
Yeah, it's a different personality, different mind, different what have you, that maybe some of those guys down there don't have or might not see. I'm still going to be a part of the Southwest Stock Car Association. Luckily, Dylan Langell. The worst thing about this whole deal is the first person that called me as soon as we got this done was Lyndon McDougall, and he said, so you're not coming to Sydney on June 1st? And I said, it doesn't change my schedule. So right. Luckily, Dylan Langell is going to be down and doing the Auto World Mass Tour. So he's going to be taking the reins for the announcing side on day number one. But it's promotions and all the other stuff that we can think outside the box on. And the great thing about seven of us is there's seven different ideas, and sometimes those clash a little bit, but sometimes you get that idea that comes out of the box that might not necessarily one might think of. So really looking forward to seeing what is next. And you mentioned it's a entertainment complex, entertainment facility, rich Acadian roots down there as well. I got to meet some people, obviously, over the last few years of being the announcer and working with Tim's Corner Motorsports. It's a great community and really excited to be a part of it down there.
Oh, they couldn't find a guy that's more hooked up than Tim Terry. I can guarantee you that. And they know that. That's why they would have got you and pulled you into the mix. That's real cool. So the TCM schedule, everything stays the same. You're moving forward. You just added a bunch more work to your plate.
Between the seven of us and doing all that, that's the only thing that really changes this season. Still working on the final stuff for Tim's Corner TV, where we're going to be this year and what our crew was. We actually had Ken Zwicker and Rational Richard at the RV show. We had a panel this afternoon with Ken Zwicker, Greg Seward, Craig Slonwhite, and Haley Bland. The stories that were told, they're absolutely phenomenal, and getting to share some stories with the fans, and some fans that might not be a traditional race fan stopped by and got to chat with us too. So it's really great to see that on that side as well. But we'll see what this season holds. It's very exciting. I think I've got 50-51 sort of thing on my schedule. Same thing as it usually is every year before it rains out, and then head down south and do some dirt nats with US Legend Cars. And excited to get to Asphalt Nationals this year at Dominion. I missed the Dominion year a couple of years ago because of COVID. So there's lots to look forward to, whether we're local or we're on the other side.
How is Lake Dowsett? How's the actual track looking, Tim? Is it in good condition? Do you guys have much work to do to get it up?
Racetrack's ready to go. Half mile built on a hill. Frank Frazier said besides Riverglade in 3 and 4, or what they call 3, 4, and 5, because it's got that double apex and that little bit of a straightaway, same sort of deal as Lake Dowsett in 1, 2, and what we call 3. You go up a hill and you kind of diamond it down and down a hill into a hairpin in 3 and 4. It's a great racetrack. It's a challenging racetrack. Got a great group of four-cylinder drivers down there. The sportsmen are anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12 a week. Sean Pierce obviously would be a name that everybody would recognize from the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour. He's down there full-time. The next generation appears getting ready to hop into a four-cylinder as well. V8 Stocks always put on a great show. Everything from the people are there. The staff is great. The Southwest Stock Car Association has a great job, or does a great job doing what they do. So the track's ready. Obviously, we have to get what is now rain out of the way. We're under a rainfall warning right now. So as long as the ground will dry up just a little bit and we get a little bit closer towards the season, we can get that thing underway and get fired up for June 1 with the Auto World Mass Tour. Craig McFetridge and his boys are going to be down for what I believe is race number 3 on their series this year. And then the Heart of a Champion Hot Rod Classics will kick off their 2024 season at Lake Dowsett.
Yeah, very cool, Tim. All very, very cool news. Can't wait to see how everything unfolds, and it's going to be cool. We'll get you back on here after a little bit so you guys can get all sorted and sort of planned out. Everything is fresh and new, so it's going to take a little bit for that chemistry to come together, and the picture will become a lot more clear as we get a little bit closer. Look forward to being with you again for the IWK 250. We're all locked in, ready to go for that one once again. And I don't know, Tim, I can feel it all the way here in Ontario, the buzz for the IWK 250. This year feels different than all the other ones. We got a lot of competitors coming out of this province heading for that, baby.
Yeah, it's going to be a great great couple of weeks at Riverside. When you start off with the NASCAR Canada Series coming down and doing their doubleheader, coming from Eastbound International Speedway, doing their two races, And then the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour is there on Saturday. It's only a few weeks before the IWK 250. So that is their opportunity to kind of shake down their cars. It's hard to believe Riverside is race, I think, five. That first race in June is race five on our schedule. And then they go back to the IWK 250. That's going to be a phenomenal show. A couple of news tidbits. Craig Slonwhite, three-time champion, part-time
no.
in 2024.
Really?
Yeah, he's kind of told me life gets in the way a little bit, and so he's going to scale back a little bit.
That'll change. Let him have a couple of good races off the beginning. Oh, boy.
I told him, I said, you're coming to Halifax 1. You're coming to the Kenny Upol 150. He said, well, if I'm bored and I got nothing to do. He said, he kind of said afterwards, I think you're going to see me more often than not. But he also wants to kick that bucket list and make the Oxford 250.
Sure.
So he's going to go down and do some races before the 250 itself and kind of get that under his belt. But in order to do that, he may have to miss one or two races on the series and, you know, how all that goes.
Yep.
He said he'll probably be back in, you know, 25, 26, 27, running full time. But life gets in the way. They're doing some things as well. So that there, Gage Gilby is going to be with us on the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour this year, announced this week.
Cool.
That he is going to run at least Halifax 1. He's going to run the Kenny Upol 150, and then the car's in one piece. It's there's no laps down. We'll go next week. We'll go to Gary. We'll go the week after. So we got some new teams coming in. We got a guy that's scaling back to part-time after winning the last three championships. It's wide open for the taking, Joe.
Oh, getting goosebumps, Timmy. Getting goosebumps. Going to be a good, good season. Can't thank you enough for jumping on. I know you had a busy weekend. And as mentioned, we'll get you back on lots before we get that green flag in the air. Sound good?
Sounds good, Joe. Thank you.
You bet. Tim Terry, you can check him out. Timscorner.ca. Timmy's always got everything that's happening. In the Maritimes, he's got you covered. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we just may have Trayton Lapcevich after his Cars Tour debut today. He's going to jump on and join us if he has signal. If not, don't worry. I still got a ton that we haven't aired yet from Motorama. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody, this is Ray Dunlap from Speed. If you want to know what's going on in the world of motorsports, you got to tune in to Racetime Radio every week.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Contact Terry and start winning today. Also by Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. So, how's that rebuild going? Have you got that race car ready to go yet? You still looking for parts? Have you called GSR Parts yet? You want to save some money, right? So you can buy the stuff you need throughout the course of the year. GSR Parts carries all the big-name brands, along with some parts that are manufactured right on-site. Centrally located in Ontario, you can stop by and pick up the parts you need, or they'll ship them nationwide. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, they even carry parts for road course cars. Give Jerry Baker a shout, 226-583-8001, and keep an eye on GSR Parts Facebook page.
Explore the musical world of an American rock and roll troubadour on his very own channel,
Tom Petty Radio.
All of Tom's music,
influences,
collaborations.
This is Tom Petty here on The Very Treasure Show.
Heartbreakers hosted shows.
Check out my show, The Breakdown with Mike Campbell.
And more.
Breakdown's all right.
It's Tom Petty Radio.
Channel 31.
It's all right.
And in the SXM app, included with all trials and popular plans.
For over 30 years, Quick Fire Starters have fueled this sport on and off the track, making lighting your campfire as easy as 1, 2, 3. There's no need for kindling or paper. Just pop your Quick Fire Starter in the pit, add your wood, and presto, you're a pro. Quick Fire Starters, no harmful chemicals, and guaranteed to light your fire every time. Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
Even though Napa is a nationally known name, nearly all of our stores are built from the ground up by local owners and families. people you might call neighbors. We'll be here, there, and everywhere, doing what neighbors do to keep their communities moving forward. You stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, you can count on Napa know-how.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts Stores, Fort Hawkesbury, New Glasgow, and Indy Gadish, Nova Scotia. I want my MPG.
If you're looking for miles per gallon, you're definitely at the wrong place. Maybe a few channels up or a few channels down, you'll find it. But this is Race Time Radio on Sirius XM 167. Canada Talks. And now, back with your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, one and all, to Race Time Radio, all live on Sirius XM Channel 167, Canada Talks. And how cool is this? We do have a signal, and we do have the driver of the 77 in that car's tour. We got him. We got Trayton Lapcevich. He had qualified fifth, brought her home ninth. Trayton, good job, buddy. Good job, and thanks for making the effort.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a pretty good showing today. I mean, we qualified pretty well. Raced pretty good. So we're kind of just riding, got in that little scuffle on the restart there. Just not much you can do, but was able to battle back for a top 10, so we're pretty happy with it.
Ooh, tough track too, right? You got to be on the bottom. If you're not painting that yellow line on the bottom, man, you're going back. It didn't seem like anybody had anything on the outside groove today.
No, there's not much of an outside there. Pretty much, it's kind of weird because there's a lot of banking there. You'd think there'd be an outside lane, but there's no grip out there at all. So with the choose cone, we're all kind of getting stacked up on the bottom. That's what happened there. I think the leader missed a shift on that restart, and it kind of got us all bunched up and then strung out. Yeah, the guy was he was committed to the top, and then kind of decided to take a left at the last second, and I happened to be there. So not much of an outside lane there. And a lot of tire saving too, really abrasive on the tires. So we were really just riding around and setting the pace for the first 90 laps there.
So the Chad Brent 77, how was it? Your first race behind the wheel of that bad boy. What's your impression?
It was good. We had a pretty good car. I think that we had a car capable of battling up there in the top three. Probably a top five for sure if we didn't get caught up in that wreck. But the car was decent. We were just struggling a little bit just to find the perfect balance to compete up there for a win. But overall, I think we made a lot of progress, me learning the car and learning the adjustments. And then, like you said, tough track as well. But I think we're all really excited for the next one here.
Carson Quapple ends up winning it, but I got to point it out at the beginning of the race, handful of laps into the race, all of a sudden we see the 8 ramp off the back of the 77 car. What was that all about? Just a little too close and caught the rear wheel and up he went, or what?
What's that? Sorry, I can't hear you.
Well, the 8 car, he sort of ramped up off of you right at the beginning of the race. Was it just too close, or what was the case there?
Oh yeah, I mean, like we were all saving quite a bit, and I think the 8 car was just trying to advance a position or two before the competition yellow and get himself a little bit closer before the choose. But he was being pretty aggressive and trying to get around me there. I was plugged up behind the 17. I was also trying to make a move on the 17, but you know, not trying to put myself in any bad positions at that point in the race. And I think the 8 was just a little more impatient behind me, so. Let him have it there after a little bit.
Any damage to the 77 at that particular point, Trayton? Do you think there was anything that was sort of holding you back? Because you did have a rocket-fast 77.
No, I don't think we got any damage from there. Maybe a few scuffs, but that's about it.
Yeah, later in the race now, I seen you sideways on the racetrack. That did cost you track position. You had to rejoin the field with very few laps left to go. But in typical Trayton Lapcevich style, you did not give up at that point. You just went harder, and you rolled it home in ninth spot. Man, it was a great show.
Yeah, I think we ended up being back there at about 25th after the incident. So not exactly where you want to be. And track position was pretty important there because really tough to pass. And like we were talking about, there's not much of an outside lane, so not much you do there. We took the outside on a couple of those restarts just because they were so much shorter and we could gain quite a few rows by taking the outside. And it really worked out well for us. There happened to be a hold out every time that we did that. We were able to get down. It's just still a really good car after all that damage. The Chad Ryan Racing team did a really good job getting the car back together and patched up. We were able to make it back out there and salvage the top 10 out of it.
Well, you gotta love it. You got race number one done now. You come away with a top 10 finish. You qualified fifth. And when you look at the day, Trayton, guys like Steven Nassi did not qualify for this race. That's saying a ton.
Absolutely. It's certainly a tough field of drivers. Really tight in qualifying, too. So it's going to be a tough season for sure, but I think we're going to be strong contenders all year long. And just this weekend was a really good taste of that. We're able to kind of get our bearings.
The chemistry with the team, how did that feel? Felt really good? Normally, you got your dad on top of the box, someone you're really familiar with. Was Jeff up top?
He was. He was up there on top of the trailer helping out. So Chad was taking the crew chief role, and he did a good job. Spotter did a great job, too. And really, just the whole team did a great job. All of us then practiced there on Friday and then raced today. And was able to get really close with the team in that amount of time, and just a really good group of guys. Excited for the year to come.
Okay, what's the next race for you? I haven't got the schedule in front of me. What are you focused in on next?
So next in 2 weeks, I think it is, we're at New River All-American Speedway. So a little bit of a different track. It's got I think it's a little bit of a dog leg in the front stretch, so it's it's a little bit different than anything that we have up there in Canada, but it should be exciting for sure.
Not a track you've been to. Have you done any testing or any laps at that speedway?
We haven't done any testing yet. We're going to probably do some testing, not this week, but the following just before the race.
Very cool. Trayton, we cannot thank you enough for jumping on here fresh out of the car into the motorhome on your way back, and we genuinely appreciate it. Hit the sponsorship on that 77. I think I seen a little bit of room on that car.
Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of room, but just got to give a big thanks to Ephraim and Fair Enough the Fighting Championship, the whole All of Them Racing team for making this possible. It's going to be a great year, and I'm really thankful to have their support.
Well, dynamite stuff. Good job today by you and the whole 77 crew. Safe travels home. We'll be watching in 2 weeks, kiddo. Good luck.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
You want to believe it. Trayton Lapcevich, Cars Tour. Watch him. I'll tell you what, that guy can get the job done. He will get it done this year. You can guarantee that. Take it to the bank. We're going to play another interview now. I'm going to scan down here and see if I can find the one with Joe Jr. You got to see the two-speed booth. They did such a good job, and I think you get a real good kick out of he and I going back and forth. I just got to find it. Here it is. We're going to play this interview right now, and I'm just going to play it raw straight up, okay? So here it goes. Here's Joe Jr. and I at Motorama yesterday. Okay, it's time to check in with two-speed. We know this guy. What's going on, kiddo? How are you?
Hey, we're here. It's what a show. The amount of people here is incredible. It's we've had probably the most fun that we've had outside of the racetrack right here this weekend at Motorama. It's been pretty wild.
You guys have come a long way in a short period of time. I take a look around, and what, a year ago, you only had a few things.
Yeah.
Look at it now, Joe. You guys have got it packed up pretty good.
Yeah, we do. It's been pretty cool. Starting working with Corey January 1st, 2023. And he had some products already built in the back end for his race team, but there was no inventory. It was ones and twos. He had a successful jack stand sideline gig going. And, that was January 2023. Fast forward to now, March 2024, and we've got just shy of 100 SKUs that we're offering, not ones and twos, to the mass public. So it has been a whirlwind, and it's been an investment. It's been a time investment. It's been a product investment. But working with these guys, in the shop, you know, at the track as well with two-speed. Just incredible. It's been a lot of fun.
Good, good. And some new product announcements that you did right here at the show. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so number one, we started out, there was three announcements yesterday when Motorama opened up. We unveiled Corey's OSS car, unveiled Corey's late model with a new partnership. But really unveiling both of those was unveiling a new wing to two-speed. We've added Dan Lawler to the mix. Scott McQueen, of course, longtime partner on the race team for Corey. But we're getting into more maintenance-centric work that we've got the ability to do now with our new shop in Hanover. So if you look at the OSS car, the quality of it, the quality of workmanship on the late model, reskin, and you know, just the way that it's been put back together, you know, it goes to prove what we can do as a company, not just on the manufacturing side, building cool stuff like jack stands and that sort of thing, but also on the workmanship side for the cars. So that was our first announcement, if you will, of, hey, we're in the game now. Bring your car to two-speed. We can go through it if you don't have time. You know, we can look after the needs that you can't do in your own shop because we have the tools, we have the parts, the pieces, and the manpower to do it. Then our third announcement was our air filter line. So we've got Raptor air filters, which you see behind us. Raptor air filters is not another company that we're distributing for. It's our own two-speed brand, which is cool. It's spec to our specifications of what we would want in a race car. You know, we're slowly going to expand that brand into both industrial and then as well into dirt racing. So, yeah, it's been a crazy busy kickoff. We're, of course, selling product out the door. And announcing cool stuff the whole time. So we're having fun.
Well, you've got Lexan now you guys offer. You've got aluminum. You've got all kinds of stuff that people may not know about, and you offer it right across the country.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we've got intricate manufactured pieces. You see a set of two-speed jack stands leaving right now, as you see it. Sawhorse jack stands for sprint cars. Body braces, body panels. That are actually made by us, but then we also get into the raw material side as well with the, you know, painted aluminum that is coming down the pipe. We make scrub rails and different things like that. So setup stands is a huge part of our business as well. So basically all the stuff that you need in the shop, at the track, we want to be able to supply it and make your job easier.
Best way for teams to check it out, how do they do that?
Reach out on Facebook. Instagram as well. We're on Twitter. We're not super active on Twitter, but Facebook and Instagram we're big on. And you just type in two-speed motorsports, you'll see it. There's a two-speed motorsports group where we share lots of stuff of guys using our products and guys and girls using our products. But then as well, there's a Facebook page. And the Facebook page is really where we unveil new products, spotlight sales that we have going on. And then as well, you can check out twospeedmotorsports.com. You can order products right offline, or you can give us a call. All of our contact information is right there.
Yeah, and stop by the location in Hanover. What a cool building these guys put together. You'll see what I mean. Stop by and see them. Have fun.
Yeah, well, actually, with the new building, we're going to have an open house coming up in 2 weeks' time. So stay tuned on those social medias that I was talking about. We're going to actually have an official unveiling and open house coming up in 2 weeks. You'll be able to, you know, get up close personal with the race cars, see what we've got going on, and just have a good time and check out what Two Speed's all about. But thanks very much.
You're going to have cake?
Are we going to have cake, Corey? Yeah, we'll have cake.
There you go. Joe and I will be there. Cake. Join us. Can't wait. That's going to be a lot of fun. But you know what? That does it for us tonight. I want to thank Greg from Inside Track for getting us credentials. Got to thank Grant for doing my camera work yesterday. Got to thank Sue right here in the Racetime Radio studio for clipping everything up and having it all set and ready to go. And I want to thank absolutely all of you for tuning in. Don't forget to hit our YouTube channel. Hit subscribe. We genuinely appreciate it. And we will see you back here next Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. I still got a boatload we're going to run from Motorama. But we're plumbed another time right now. Thanks to all of you. Have a good one, everybody, and be safe. We'll catch you next week, all live on Racetime Radio.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.